have to Honorable new vote Drachens for if she was open to visits. She has asked that for this week she be allowed to recuperate. Maybe next week she would have been fine. She would be fine. But I thought I needed to report back to the meeting.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Just convey to her our good wishes, please.
Yes, no, no, she's recovering very well. Yes, it's 1:30. Good morning to everybody and to those who are watching at home, members of the committee, the technical support staff. You are all welcome.
Recording in progress.
Dr. Lourdes, now the floor is yours. You said that you want to take us through the decisions that we took last week about the process.
Morning, Chair. Good morning, members. Yes, Chair, as per the committee's instructions, we had a technical meeting on Thursday. Myself, Ms. Silkstone, Mr. Roberter, and committee support staff, just to like gather our thoughts on how we can risk manage the issues that were highlighted by the committee. It appears Ms. Silkstone is having connectivity problems because she was going to take the committee through the procedural issues that we found and need to navigate. So I'll do my best in her absence to address everything she would have. And then the idea was that myself and Mr. Robertson would come back on legal if any legal clarity was required. So I'm gonna try and wear all the hats. My apologies if I slip up somewhere. So Chair, the committee said to us basically the new clauses that were up for discussion, the one on commercialization and the exemption. And then there's also like, during that discussion, the committee also looked at palliative care in the last one. So it's newish clauses that came in. And the concerns were raised with what about the tagging? Would house permission be needed? What would public participation be required? Or what level of public participation would be required? So we went in, first of all, just to see, okay, where are the concerns? Because are we overstepping also in mandate when it comes to telling another, for one department and telling another department how to regulate their legislation? There were separation of powers concerns raised. So we looked at those clauses and tried to, first of all, identify with Mr. Roberts' help if those could be recrafted to eliminate a risk. So when it comes to separation of powers concerns or concerns with taking something from a 75 to a 76 tagging and all of that. And he, after our discussion, he indicated that he had some ideas and he is working on those. But unfortunately, because we sat as a technical team on Thursday, that has given him only like 2 working days. So we're still in the process of getting a product resulting from that technical discussion, but that is in the working. So what Ms. Silkstone was going to do is just to highlight to the committee that if at the end of the day, the product that comes to the committee, the revised product, leaves the committee feeling that there are areas that must be included that will take us to the JTM's retagging. It's not to say that it will, I'm speculating here. So if there is something that comes through, then as far as we can see, and after having consulted with the NA table, nothing in the process, if it is taken from a 75 to a 76 in this instance, will impact on the committee process here. It will impact on the NCOP process. So even if that scenario comes up, nothing's going to greatly influence the committee here. We'll just have to write to the JTM. There will have to be an opinion to them. We will have to request them in terms of the rules to just relook at it and the proposed changes and retag it. So that will be a procedural option that would be open to the committee if it comes to it. Then with regard to house permission, which was the other issue, is if house permission on a bill is required, if a committee goes outside the scope of the bill as tabled, So the bill was referred to the committee. It has a certain purpose and scope. And then if a committee wants to add clauses that wasn't, that widens or broadens that scope, procedurally, House permission is required. That's also not a very onerous process. It's a committee report doing an interim report to the House saying, following public participation, it identified X, Y, and Z as issues that needs to be incorporated. But that House permission will all depend on how broad the new clauses are phrased. So so that will depend on, at the end of the day, the scope of the clause on commercialization and religious exemptions and all of that the committee approves, depending on how wide that scope is, and if the clause that the committee likes most, it takes us outside that the original purpose of the bill, then that will be a very quick process as well to get House permission. Then another thing that picked came into discussion was public participation. Now, the thing with public participation is, and we saw this with Medicines and Related Substances and with the SAVA case where the court said that the parliament included something following public participation that wasn't in the bill as it was presented to the public, and therefore we did not sufficiently facilitate public participation. So to safeguard the committee against that error or such an oversight, that would just bring the process back to square one and therefore lengthen a process that we want to keep as streamlined as possible. We would advise after our technical discussion that, seeing as the committee is considering things like the THC percentages, which wasn't in the bill as originally put to the public, that is maybe something that for safety's sake and to ensure that we are falling within we're ticking all the constitutional requirements and giving the public as much participation as we can facilitate, we would then suggest to the committee that to keep within those bounds, that those are constitutional lines, that we put the revised bill, once the committee has seen it and says, like, this looks like something that ticks all the boxes and meets all the criteria and everything that the committee would want to be included and excluded is all there, then we publish that revised bill just for a quick second round of public comments to make sure that we didn't miss anything, or that somebody somebody out there that deals with these issues doesn't maybe have something to add or that we needed to know about. So to risk manage future litigation, we would say it's best to take that just that one step. So it might be like 2 weeks extra that we didn't anticipate, or we can maybe fit that 2 weeks in somewhere else, but rather 2 weeks in this process than a year because of litigation. So that's the things we are weighing up there. Also, the question came up, but isn't it sufficient if the NCOP also has a public participation process? The answer to that is no, because the Constitutional Court has made it very clear that every House is to facilitate their public participation process to its fullest competency. So one House can't rely on what the other House did or is going to do to meet its constitutional benchmarks. So our committee here must make sure that it has done fully everything it can to meet all the constitutional benchmarks in this process before we hand over the baton to the NCOP to run their process. I see Ms. Silkstone is online, and Mr. Roberts, yes, there he is as well. So if any of them want to add something, if they feel I've missed something, but that's where we are now, or that's and the issues which we identified, and we're trying to craft clauses with regards to commercialization, religious exemptions, palliative care, and all of those, just to streamline the product that will be before the committee and the product that we hope the committee will put to, if the committee approves of the new proposals, to craft or to streamline that according to the committee's instructions, and then put that to public comment just for a quick second phase to clean up any uncertainties in process. Yes, so like I said, Mr. Roberts has unfortunately only had 2 working days following that to do that, but he is working on that. and whatever he hands over to the technical team when he goes on leave on the 16th, myself and Mr. Oakstone will then do our best to procedurally manage and assist the committee to do as many things as we can in his absence to make sure that the bill does not stand still and that things are still happening in the background. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Mr. Robertson?
Mr. Chairperson, yes, Dr. Lewis actually did give the good explanation of what took place during the technical meeting. In relation to the clause of commercialization, possible option that was discussed is to merely retain subclauses 1 and 2 and 4 of the new clause that will provide that commercialization is authorized in terms of national legislation. The redrafted version of that clause omits subclause 3, which actually put limitations or instruct other department to draft legislation that complies with that criteria. That is being removed from the commercialization clause. So the newly drafted clause authorized commercialization subject to national legislation and leave it at that. Regarding our cultural and religious exemption, that is quite problematic from a drafting perspective. I did go through the current provisions on the statute book that grants a so-called religious exemption. These four clauses on the statute book that deals with that, that is mainly in relation, amongst others, to the slaughtering of certain livestock where certain religion is involved. But it doesn't specify any criteria, what it must comply with, just exempt that kind of practices from certain limitations that is specified otherwise in that legislation. Overseas legislation, it was taken into account, and I did look at America, the United States, foreign, New Zealand and Australia. Also in respect of that, there is limited religious exemptions that is recognized. Again, it doesn't specify any criteria. The only real religious exemption that I could find is that in the West Indian legislation, they do grant exemption to adherence of the Rastafarian Commission in respect of the cultivation of cannabis plants. But it's again doesn't actually specify any criteria except that it limits it to Rastafarian communities. And in terms of that legislation, the Minister of Justice may grant such an exemption. It is subject to certain regulations or orders that may be published in the Government Gazette. So the redrafted clause will probably follow the West Indian legislation. And regarding palliation, or the use of cannabis for medicinal purposes. That is recognized in various countries that there should be some kind of exemption to persons that want to use cannabis for medicinal purposes. So the new clause will be drafted in line with that. That was the main three provisions that were discussed during the technical meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Silkstone.
I think Mr. Robertson and Dr. Lutz have covered everything.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sorry, Chair, can I just apologize? I had a big technical glitch at the very last minute. So that's why I was late joining the meeting. But I apologize for the inconvenience.
No problem. Also, let me also apologize. Honorable Swart had given me his apology that he would not be able to attend, but I can see that he has joined. He had given me his apology.
Thank you, Chair. Steve, Steve Swart. I do apologize. I need to leave in about 10 minutes. I did tender my apology, but I'm pleased I was able to attend this input. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now, members, we have had the input from Dr. Lutz, Mr. Roberts, and Ms. Silkstone. Comments? Honorable Jelle, followed by Honorable Swart, Honorable Horn. In that order.
Thank you very much, Chair. Good morning. Chair, I just want to get clarity because one of the issues that I raised last week, it was the issue of sentences. I want to find out if they do, did the department look into that one in line with the principle that we have agreed upon of also using the tobacco when it comes to this issue. The sentences, I did raise that I was not comfortable with those sentences. But if it is in line with what is happening in the tobacco law, maybe I'll rest my case. But I did raise that issue. If I just want to find out if they did they check on that one. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Honorable Owen.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, and thank you for the feedback. On the face, it would seem considered feedback. Chair, the one thing that is just not quite clear to me, Dr. Lutz talks about a limited opportunity for further public participation. But I would just like to ask whether that is the view or the advice also in respect of the draft provisions around commercialization of the cannabis industry. Because I have a preliminary view that specific draft provision, I'm not quite sure whether it will suffice to subject it to a limited opportunity for public participation. The difficulty in my view with which we're sitting is that yes, we were inundated during the public participation with requests, pleas, and demands, and even threats that that we should embark urgently on commercialization. And we know that it is a priority now also for government, as expressed by the president during SONA. But the difficulty is, if for example, are we to receive briefings from DTI in this regard, et cetera, and is the advice really that specific draft provision could pass muster if we give it a 2 or 3 week opportunity for written comments alone, if I understand the proposal correctly? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable Swart, if I can just make a follow-up. I think it's both to you and to the technical team. A clause of 3 or 4 paragraphs, what value will it really serve on the commercialization? shouldn't we maybe consider an option of maybe through the report to Parliament to say that there is an urgent need to have a full comprehensive bill by the relevant department on commercialization. Maybe Parliament can demand through a resolution of the House to have regular update through the relevant portfolio committee, so that you have a bill that will cover commercialization in its entirety, not something that just empowers subject to a national legislation that will have to be drafted by another department. So what will be the value of that? What will be the value of that in our own legislation? Why don't we ensure that through our oversight function as Parliament, we push the executive to look at this bill in a comprehensive manner? So because the issues relating to cannabis, what we have seen that they are highly technical, they are highly involved. You need a department with the necessary expertise to develop, to research and to develop a proper bill that will balance many competing interests in that space. Honorable Horn.
Yes, sorry, Chair. I know you said you're also addressing this to me, but I didn't expect to call upon to answer or argue, but I share your sentiment. I'm obviously this is the reality is also, Chair, and we must face that. We in this committee hold a specific skill set around lawmaking, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we will be able, for example, to deal in a comprehensive way with legislation around commercialization. In my view, we might be missing something. So then the next question is, for example, do we have joint meetings with the Portfolio Committee for the Trade and Industry, etc., finance possibly. So it opens up a myriad of possible knock-on issues, and I think in that sense your proposal or your alternative view is a sound view. I think that the challenge for us obviously is to ultimately in the way we deal with this in a speedy manner as Parliament, show that we are not disrespecting the dire need out there for jobs as well as for the formalization of the commercial arm or industry around cannabis, which already exists, even though it's not regulated or lawful. So I think that is our big challenge, but I agree with you that for us to go into this in a haphazard way might have some serious unintended consequences, which we, with respect as this committee, I don't think could necessarily foresee. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Swart, the real Honorable Swart.
No, thank you, Chair. Very briefly before I go, I appreciate the input. I appreciate the fact that there will be public participation on the exact areas of which one will have to decide. And I appreciate the concerns about the tagging, and that can be remedied with a quick resolution through Parliament. On the last issue that you raise, I do appreciate also that it does open up a myriad of issues. However, at the same time, we need to bear in mind commercialization does not only refer to the controversial THC element, but also to CBD, medicinal, industrial hemp. So it's a very broad issue. And if we look back to how we started, we received inputs from all different departments. So it's something for us to deliberate about. Our position as the ACDP is very clear on the recreational use of cannabis, of THC. and but being more open on the side of CBD, medicinal, industrial hemp side of things. I think it's also very important what you mentioned about a report to Parliament, bringing in the master plan, bringing in all the other elements, as this it does impact on other departments. But I would like to get an idea of timeframes that will be required should we follow a more narrow approach, which might not necessarily be the best. And of course, when you invite public input, you might receive public input on this aspect of commercialization as well. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Other members? Honorable Swart, we're not sure where you are, but there's a lot of echo there.
My apologies, Chair. I'm here in Parliament, but I need to give my apologies to leave the meeting now, and I won't disturb you anymore. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Mr. Robertson?
Mr. Chairperson? Okay, let me first deal with the Honourable JD's questions that were raised regarding whether we considered first that cannabis is dealt with similar to tobacco. I did indicate in a previous meeting that it was recommended, amongst others, by Judge Cameron, that we should deal with cannabis on the same basis as alcohol, and that the penalties that applies to alcohol also applies in respect of cannabis. Obviously, if one looks at clause 5 of the bill, there is various provisions that aims to regulate or limit the smoking or consumption of cannabis. That is substantially in line with the Tobacco Industry Regulatory Act or tobacco legislation, which ensures that other persons are not harmed by the smoking of produced or the aerosol or vaping of cannabis. So to that extent, I will argue that clause 5 do address the hindrance aspect of the use of cannabis on the same basis as that in the tobacco legislation. Regarding the revision of the sentences, in the redrafted clauses of the bill, clause 7, there is a second option that was previously discussed, which actually halved most of the original penalties that were proposed. A third option will be proposed, which further reduce the penalties that may be imposed for certain contraventions of the Act. Regarding course of commercialization and how should we take it forward? Well, at the outset, I must argue, if there is real legislation that deals with commercialization of cannabis, this bill is actually not necessary. All the provisions in this bill can be included in such legislation. But we are giving effect to a constitutional court judgment. And it's our submission from the Department of Justice side to at least try to regulate that insofar as it is possible. One was also, and I did explain it previously in the committee, that in terms of South Africa's obligations in terms of the drug control treaties, South Africa is actually prohibited from commercial aspects in relation to cannabis. I did indicate previously in an opinion that I drafted that there is limited exemptions or arguments that can at least be applied to justify why we follow the commercialization route. And in that opinion, I did indicate at least two aspects. One is that we can argue on a constitutional basis that cannabis ought to be legalized. The second one, the other aspect which need to be considered and which is in legislation of all other countries that did follow the commercialization route, is to provide that commercialization is specifically to implement harm reduction measures. So that is the two legal arguments that can be used against a possible contravention of our international obligations. And I did indicate previously that the Drug and Drug Trafficking Act is legislation that is administered by the cabinet member responsible for justice. And the commercialization clause that were included in the bill, this is a clear indication that yes, we authorize hereby commercialization, but it's subject to other legislation. So in that respect, we contrary to our international obligations allow for commercialization. But yes, again, if that is to take place, other relevant departments with technical expertise must take that forward. Regarding the comments that were raised by the Honourable Mr. Swart, that there is a kind of trade in certain products relating to cannabis, CBD oil, and hemp. That is actually regulated. CBD oil can be sold, but that's a subject to the Medicines Act, and it can only be sold if it complies with the standards and requirements that are set out in the Medicines Act. And the Medicines Act is also currently used for commercialization of hemp. But I did indicate that it's preferable that comprehensive legislation needs to regulate hemp at least. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Robertson. Any further comments from members? Then, Mr. Roberts, how soon can you finalize the work that we asked you to do? Because we understand that tomorrow is your last day.
Mr. Chair, let's say 3/4 through it. The big issue is the religious exemption that may take some time. I will give a final draft of the bill to Dr. Lewis, let's say not later than Friday. I've also got some medical conditions, so I have to take care of that. But I'll try to have it ready by Friday, or at least at the latest next Monday. Thank you.
So members, this is where we are now. It's quite clear that, what we have received from the technical team does point to a direction that we might need to do some to open space for public comments. But it's difficult to be certain when we don't have the actual text before us. There is also a view that there's a possibility of having to refer to this matter to the joint checking mechanism. But I think it would be important for us to have the text before us. So the suggestion was that we use the break to invite public comments. And a better part of when we come back, when we deal with the budget, can members give us direction on those issues? Because I think it would have been easier if we had a text before us, but those are issues that are beyond the control of Mr. Roberts. So he has not yet finished the redrafting. And we know that the drafting of this bill is not an easy one. It took us time even to understand what is what. So we are trying to hurry slowly. Now, members, can I get some direction for how do we now finally propose to move forward? Honorable Janji. Oh, so now you are, Honorable Breitenbach was saying that you are fast asleep.
She was in some funny dreams. the drivers are drawn for now. No, Chair, quickly, I wanted to follow up on you there, perhaps to ask, is it, having listened to Mr. Roberts, that perhaps, is it not possible that we could attend to the text next week? Because if he's able to conclude on Friday or Monday, and that will either Wednesday next week, we consider that. And then after that, we take the line that you are taking, that we use the break to allow for this kind of a limited or less comprehensive public participation commentary. I would want to suggest that, Chair, that perhaps without putting pressure on Mr. Roberts, I still think that next week we might want to use time on Tuesday or Wednesday to just finalize the text and then from there launch other processes. Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you very much. Can I suggest, Honorable Janti, just before we proceed, that the committee secretary flights the program for next week, or the program for the term, for the remainder of the term, so that if we agree on a date, we know what are we knocking off from the program and how are we going to recover that time. Committee Secretary, can you flight the program for next week for the term? Thank you. Next week, Tuesday. Is responses on the land bill. That one is only meant for one day, is that correct?
Yes, Chair.
Can I suggest, members, that there are two possibilities, but the challenge is that we don't know what is on the order paper for Tuesday. The first possibility is that I'm not sure whether even the responses on the submission, we are going to be in a position to finish them on the 22nd of March, which I do think that they are unlikely that we can finish the responses on the in one day, but the committee secretariat will assist us. Maybe the first option is to deal with the responses on the land bill when we come back, when we will have a clear, in fact, if it's 2 or 3 days that are required for the responses, we deal with the responses. Then after that, we just process the bill because we have quite a number of bills before us. That on the 22nd, we prioritize this one, the cannabis bill. That is the first option. The second option is to ask, depending on what is on the order paper, maybe members can use two gadgets. One to be part of the hybrid session, and then the other one for us to continue processing the bill. The second option is to have Mr. Robertson in the morning dealing with what Honorable Janji was suggesting. That is next week, Tuesday. Not Mr. Robertson, Dr. Lutz, so that we can go through the bill quickly. Then thereafter, we proceed with the responses to submissions on the land court bill. I'm not sure, members, which one are they? Firstly, are these viable options to consider?
I see Dr. Lewis having a hand. I wanted to come in.
Maybe you can take the slides away. Committee Secretary, I can't see the members who have raised their hands. Okay. Dr. Lewis?
Thank you, Chair. Apologies for being so forward. Chair, I already have a another meeting commitment the morning of the 22nd with the PC on Women and the Select Committee on Health. There's a briefing on the AU Protocol on Disabilities that I'm assigned to. So I don't know how that's going to impact. Perhaps if the committee could just take that into consideration so that I can juggle both, but I've already committed to the previous one first. Thanks, Chair.
So that would be in the morning?
Yes, Chair, that's how I understand it.
So you would not be committed in the afternoon?
No, at the moment, at the afternoon, I'm open.
So if we start with the, let's say, I'm just thinking aloud, if we start with the responses on the land court bill, in the morning, so and then apply for a permission to sit during the house sitting in the afternoon, so you'll be available.
Yes, Chair, I would be available.
Thank you very much. Members, what is your comment on this issue?
That's in order, Chair.
Yes, Chair, I was also going to say that's in order, or else we knock off something on Wednesday.
Okay. So maybe what we will do with the secretariat, we will try and either use Tuesday or Wednesday. But if we use Tuesday, it will be during sitting. Then we will make the necessary arrangements to ask for permission to sit during sitting, so that in the morning we deal with the responses on the land court bill, and then in the afternoon we deal with this bill, cannabis bill, to allow Dr. Lutz to be in a position to brief us, so that after that we can be able to allow space and to publish the revised bill for public comments. So the other decision that needs to be made, we know the stakeholders we are dealing with. Some of them would want to say no, would want to make oral submission. So I would definitely say no oral submission, just written submissions, or we are going to advertise. Once we have advertised, if there is a need for oral submission, we are amenable. It's a decision that the committee must make so that to guide the secretariat, because I think these are some of the issues that they will be confronted, both myself and them will be, they will be confronted with during recess and when the committee will not be meeting. Honorable Juan.
Yeah, if I may, I think we shouldn't upfront close the door on possible oral submissions. I think we must, form a provisional view that we would like to discharge of the public participation on the basis of written submissions. But there might be a situation where, based on what is submitted in writing, we feel it important to invite one or two institutions or those who were responsible for written submissions to unpack their views further. So I don't think, yeah, to cut a long story short, to say that we can maybe even in the advertisement say that the committee will make a final decision on whether oral submissions is allowed based on the content of written submissions.
Thank you very much, members. Is there anyone who would be opposed to that? None. I think we agree with that particular view. So we are possibly going to meet on Tuesday. If there is any hindrance, we will communicate with you and try to use Wednesday, but we can say for now, for certain, 99.9% that we are meeting on Tuesday, and we are going to be dealing with the land court bill, then thereafter with the cannabis bill. So Dr. Roberts, how long do you think this will take us on Tuesday?
Mr. Chairperson, if it's only the discussion of three clauses, it will probably take less than 45 minutes. The clauses has already been discussed to an extent. I think it's mainly for the committee to give its approval of the proposed amendments that I may come up with. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think that is, I think that would bring us to the end of the meeting, unless there is a member who would want to raise something.
I see Honorable Breitenbach has already locked down with two gadgets, but she's walking on the beach with that funny t-shirt of hers.
Yes. So, members, for today, is there any issue that you would want to discuss before we adjourn the meeting?
Sorry, Chair.
Mr. Tonjene?
We had minutes, Chair. We plan to deal with outstanding minutes.
Yes. Can we have a 5 minutes break and start with the minutes at 25 past 10?
Agreed.
Thank you very much.
But not 5 past 10, eh?
25 past 10. Draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, date 3rd December 2021. Are there any corrections on page one? On page two, members, I can't see you, so you can just shout. I'll be able to recognize you. Page two. Is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Janji moves. Is there a second?
Second, Chair.
Honorable Horn seconds. Minutes, is there anyone who is against? None. The minutes are duly adopted. The next set of minutes. Minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, date 8 December 2021. Are there any corrections on page one? Page two? Sia, can you move the minutes? Can you move the pages?
That's the section. I think we have a technical glitch. Chris, can you move?
Page two. Page three. Page four. Page five. Is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Mwara moves. Is there a second?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Masego Chele seconds. Is there anyone who objects? None. The minutes are duly adopted. This next set of minutes. Draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, 15 December 2022. Are there any corrections on page one? On page two? Page three. Is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I move, Chair, for the adoption of the minutes.
Honorable Jelle moves. Any second?
Second.
Let's say Honorable Breitenbach seconds.
Yeah, let's give it. Yeah.
She finally woke up. Yeah, give it to her.
Anyone who objects? None. The minutes are duly adopted. The other set of minutes. Minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, 16 February 2022. Are there any corrections on page one? On page two, on page three, is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Janji moves. Any second?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Jela seconds. Anyone who's objecting? None. Minutes are duly adopted. Can we move to the other set of minutes? Draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, date 22nd February 2022. Are there any corrections on page one? On page two, on page three, page four, is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
Since this was my first meeting, Mr. Chair, I would move for the adoption of those minutes.
Yes. No, that's it. No, thank you very much, Honorable Engelbrecht. Any second?
Chair, I'm going to second. Honorable. But I want to get a clarity first, Chair. I see the name of Honorable Yako. I'm not sure if maybe I will be out of order. I don't know if maybe, how long is the name appearing as an apology, standing apology, or it's that she's present? Before and if I'm answered, Chair, I second the minutes after that answer.
No, it's a very important question. It's a very important question. Let's go back to that. I think the secretariat, can you answer that? Because if we were to be taken to court, then that would put a serious problem on the authenticity of the minutes. If we would say people were not part of the meeting, were part of the meeting, then the issue would be what else is also not correct. Can I put a suggestion to the meeting that let's adopt them pending to that being corrected. So the minutes would be adopted as corrected. So the secretariat would go back and check two meetings where Honorable, because I think Honorable Iago last attended meetings full time when we were dealing with the GBV bills. And I think she came once, and also which meeting was it? But I know she's a full time member of the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry. I did speak to her at some point that she only came at that time for the GBV bills. So the main member for the EFF is Honorable Ndlozi. So can we go back and check and look at our records properly and correct it accordingly? Will that be in all the members?
Yes, Chair, agreed.
Thank you very much. So you second with that amendment, with that correction?
Yes, Chair. Thank you
very much. Thank you very much for alerting us to that, Honorable Jele. Another set of minutes, the minutes are duly adopted as corrected. The next set of meetings. 23 February 2022. Any corrections on page one? Page two. Page three. Page four. Is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
Move, Chair.
Honorable Horn moves. Any seconder?
Yeah, why not?
Honorable Plettenberg, are you seconding?
Yes.
Yes, thank you very much. Honorable Plettenberg seconds. Any objection? None. The minutes are duly adopted. Let's go to the next set of minutes. Draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, 1st March 2022. Any corrections on page one? On page two. On page two. Any move for the adoption of the minutes?
I move, Chair, for the adoption of the minutes.
Honorable Jelle moves. Any seconder?
No, no, Chair.
Honorable Mola seconds. I can see there's no three there. Mm-hmm. The voice is quite clear. anyone who objects? None. The minutes are actually adopted. Is there another set of minutes? The 2nd of March, 2022. Any corrections on page one? Page two. Any move for the adoption of the minutes?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Jalen moves. Any seconder?
The one that Chair.
Honorable Mola seconds. Any objections? None. The minutes are duly adopted. Thank you very much. Minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, 8 March 2022. Are there any corrections on page one? Page two. Page three. Page four. Is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Chanchi moves. Any seconder?
Seconded, Chair.
Honorable Mala seconds. Any objections? None. The minutes are duly adopted. Um, minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, 9th March 2022. Are there any corrections on page one? You say we have to look at that issue. It comes up again. Was Ms. Siago present on that day?
I think she joined and left the meeting, Chair, but I'll double check the records, Chair.
Okay. Okay. Page one. Or was it on the day we're dealing with the issue of the age between 18 and 21 on the issue of the cannabis? Well, I remember she attended one, that meeting. Is that called, is that the meeting? Yes. Cannabis for private purposes, yes, I think she was present. I remember that she was present.
Mr. Chair, no, that was the first meeting that I attended.
Oh, okay.
The issue came up with the age thing. I think three meetings previous to this one.
Okay. No, thank you very much, Honorable Angenberg. Page one, page two. Page three. Is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I move, Jack.
Honorable Mola moves, any second?
Second it.
Honorable Janja seconds, any objections? None. The minutes are duly adopted.
That was the last set, Chair.
Okay. The last set of minutes?
My apologies, Chair. I said that was the last set.
Oh, okay. No, thank you very much. I have to apologize. Thank you very much, members. I think we have dealt with all the minutes. One of the issues that I think when we come back after recess, we have to prioritize is also the issue of the report of the oversight visits. We had given some tasks to the secretariat, the secretariat that was assisting us during those visits, because we felt that there are certain issues that were not captured. So it would be important that we finalize that report, because that report needs to go to the House as soon as possible. One of the things that I would like to just to share with members, I was a day before yesterday, I was speaking to the judge president of Mpumalanga, Judge Lekgodi, who is very excited about progress that is being made in the Middelburg, a local division. I think those who were with us in Middelburg, there were issues around security fencing and all of those things. So those issues have been attended to. And then he said that there is progress, but slow, that is happening in Bombela, but it's also very slow. So it's important that where we went to do oversight visits, we must keep some contact to check as to whether the things that were promised that are going to be done, they are being done, so that we must have that dynamic interaction with all the areas that we have visited, so that they know that it was not at all, we are serious about dealing with the issues that we promised we would attend to. So it was pleasing to hear that, especially in Middelburg, that some progress has been made. Honorable Jela.
Thank you, Chair. Those are good news, Chairperson. But I wanted to find out, Chair, I see somewhere in our schedule, in our program, somewhere it looks like there's a day where the minister and the DG will be coming to report about some of those things, particularly those of the recordings. Yes. If that is still there, I just want to find out if it's possible that maybe they are accompanied also by Ubabu Skhosana, so that maybe he can give a brief also after they're done with it, if it's possible, if it's not too much, so that we get that report that you are talking about. Because remember, he made so many commitments himself. So I'm not sure if maybe in their report, they will cover even a progress on those issues that you are talking about, that maybe because of there's a slowness in terms of other things, according to the Judge President. Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you very much. No, I think the meeting of Wednesday is specifically to one issue, and that is the issue of the recordings. We are still going to schedule meetings that is going to include justice, even public works, when we are done with the report, to say how do we action the report. So, but for now we were dealing with this just one specific issue, which is the issue of the recordings, because it's affecting, to the best of my knowledge, I mean, almost many magistrate courts across the country are complaining about that. So it's an issue that needs urgent attention. But after that, we are going to, once we have dealt with the report to our satisfaction, we are going to action those other meetings where various people that were given task, including Public Works and the Department of Justice, will have to come and account for those issues, including the commitments that we made, and the Office of the Chief Justice, because there were issues that we picked up, I think it's in Bombela. So we are coming to that, but for this one, we are focusing on the recording devices that were not, at that time, that were not, the contracts were not renewed on time, and as a result, there were no, there are no transcripts. Court proceedings were not recorded. Is that in order, Honorable Chair?
Thank you, Chair. I send my thumb.
Thank you very much. Any other issue, members, before we adjourn? None. The meeting is adjourned. Honorable Janji, can I phone you after the meeting?
Yes, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much to everybody. Mr. Roberts, we are going to miss you, but hopefully when you are now recovered, we will see you next term. So on Tuesday afternoon, Dr. Lute will take us through those issues. We wish everybody the best. Thank you very much.